going to jail. I think it's out of control. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your commissioner's court meeting for January the 19th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred. Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
Please get you to bow your heads. We want to say a special prayer for Ms. Lena Broussard and his wife, lost their daughter, and Ms. Lawrence Richards, my staff, and lost a brother. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you provide your divine wisdom to this court, to all leaders in Jefferson County. Do your will. Make sure that we provide the services that are needed for our citizens. Lord, we ask that you, without a question, put your loving arms around all those loved ones that we have away fighting wars. Lord, we ask that you put a special blessing on those people in Haiti. Something that's needed, and get the country together, get this world together to help them. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please
join me in
the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Items under purchasing. Item A, award IFB for the sale of used ice skates to Coast Hockey LLC in the amount of $1,450. How many skates are those? I think Mr. Manus was interested in making them a little bit late, Mr. Manus. We're tabling item B and C. Item D, discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into a contract negotiations for RFP for the cafeteria services for Jefferson County. Item E, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvaged property is authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. Item F, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property is authorized by the local government code to auction by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, February the 6th, 2010, at 9 o'clock. We have a motion on these. Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion.
I have a question. On that D, is there a name or a name, group of names?
Do you have a time frame for all of this?
Hopefully we'll have it.
February 1st? Oh, that'd be neat. Okay.
Companies we have on the list.
Okay, anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A. Consider and possibly authorize county judge to sign and execute an interlocal agreement for the resale of tax foreclosed property for the purpose of urban development in the city of Port Arthur. Item B, receive and file this interlocal agreement for this resale of tax foreclosed property as mentioned in A. Item C, receive and file oath of office and statement of appointment of officers for the commissioners of Sabine Natchez Navigation District, Mr. Paul Beard, Rick Lewis, Jim Rich, Ken Duhon, and Joe Johnson. Item D, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations. Item E has been previously done by the court, and all it requires now is signature. Item F, receive and file executed limited water waiver agreement with the City of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Needham regarding the annexation of, by the City of Needham, of this 116 acres of airport property.
I move for approval.
Is that, yeah, that, okay, I'm sorry, I missed agenda item G under County Commissioners. Consider and possibly approve a proclamation designating January the 21st, 2010 as Texan Plus 50 After 50 Mature Adult Fitness Day in Jefferson County.
Judge, I'll amend my motion to include item G.
All right, it's amended, and we have a second to that. Question.
Mr. Rugg, on items A and B, I saw some email questions you had, everything is okay. Ms. Tisno, please.
Yes, sir, Commissioner, we were able to resolve all the issues that I had with the agreements, and I think they're appropriate under the tax code, and the court certainly authorized to do that. And I might add, I think it's an excellent program that will help underdeveloped or areas in Port Arthur that need redevelopment.
And I appreciate the work you've done, and Ms. Tisno, and the questions he asked were very valid, and I hadn't thought of them, but it cleared up a lot of other things. Thank you, Ms. Rugg. Thank you.
Okay, anything further? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Auditor, item A, consider and approve a budget transfer for the Marine Division, the amount of $3,350. Item B, consider a budget transfer for Beaumont Maintenance for additional costs for cooling tower chillers, $10,000. Item C, consider and approve budget transfer, Constable Precinct 7, replace radio batteries and car chargers, the amount of $800. Item D, regular county bills, check number 334397 through check number 334680.
So moved.
Have a motion on and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. Engineering. Item A, receive and file the advanced funding agreement, the AFA with TxDOT, for the construction of the Island Park Bridge at Breaks Bayou. The project is in Precinct 4. Item B, consider and possibly approve amended final plat, Bertrand Place, private road subdivision, slot 1 through 5, and 18.270 acres of land and part of the David Burrell League, abstract number 68 in Jefferson County. Projects located in Precinct 2. Is there a motion on these? Have
second.
A motion?
I'll second.
And a second by Commissioner Domain. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, and that's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda.
Judge, may I just make a quick announcement?
Sure.
For those of you who are on the Emergency Power Committee, we will be starting our committee as soon after court as possible, or 2 o'clock, whichever works out the best for everybody. If you're on the Emergency Power meeting, please stay and be around, if you will.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're adjourned.